This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you are tuning in to Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film and sometimes on streaming services. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's head on over to some TV show news. ABC has just announced its Summer 21 TV schedule. A new series of the celebrity dating game, The Ultimate Surfer and When Nature Calls, join the lineup Love is in the Air with the returns of The Bachelorette and the long-awaited Bachelor in Paradise. Summer fun with game shows, The 100,000 Pyramid, Card Shacks, Celebrity Family Feud, The Chase, The Hustler, Press Your Luck and Tell Your Truth. Now in its second season as the number one network in entertainment among adults 18 to 49, ABC is ready to kick off a summer full of fun, thrills, and romance with a lineup of star-studded unscripted programming. Three new series make their debuts alongside 11 of the most popular and well-known titles on television. Luke Wilson hosted Emergency Call, dials in new episodes beginning Friday, June 4th. The full schedule of ABC's releases will be linked in an article to this podcast. Exciting news. Conversely, Fox has also released its Summer 21 TV schedule. Food, music, and competition. Fantasy Island is an all-new version of the iconic drama, and it starts this August. All-new competition series Crime Scene Kitchen, hosted by Joelle McHale, will premiere May 26th. Rob Lowe hosts Mental Sumerai, which boggles the mind with a two-hour season premiere on May 25th. Hell Kitchen's Young Guns, hosted by Gordon Ramsay, debuts May 31st. A full schedule of Fox's 2021 releases will be linked to the article to this podcast. Exciting, exciting news coming from Fox. In some more TV news, Terminator Dark Fate actor Gabrielle Luna has joined the cast of HBO's The Last of Us series adaptation, joining previously announced stars Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey. Based on the PlayStation game developed by Naughty Dog, the series takes place 20 years after the fungal plague has destroyed civilization. Pascal will star as Joel, a hardened survivor hired to smuggle Ellie, a 14-year-old girl with an apparent immunity to the plague. Away from the oppressive quarantine zone and into the care of scientists supposedly on the verge of a breakthrough, Luna will play Tommy, Joel's younger brother, a former soldier who hasn't lost his sense of idealism and hope for a better world. The Last of Us is written by Chernobyl writer Craig Menzin and Neil Druckmann. Let's switch gears and get on over to some TV show trailers. There Are Things Left to Do in episode 609 of Fear of the Walking Dead. AMC's Fear of the Walking Dead just released the season 6 episode 9 trailer. Titled Things Left to Do, season 6 of Fear of the Walking Dead explores what has become the unlikely family once united by a mission to help those in need. After being torn apart by Virginia and her pioneers, the group is now dispersed across her far-reaching settlements. Morgan's last message at the end of season 5 implored the group to just live. In this season, we'll see what that means for each of them. Episode 9 of season 6 of the Fear of the Walking Dead will debut April 18th. Check out the trailer now. In the end, justice always wins in the 8th episode of the 7th season of The Flash, titled The People vs. Killer Frost. The CW just released the trailer for The Flash, and it will debut on May 4th on the CW. Check out the trailer now. Time for film trailers. The lines between lies and truth, the past and the present, and fantasy and reality are blurred in Christopher McBride's Flashback. Dylan O'Brien stars in a film called Flashback that just released its trailer, and it's an exhilarating, mind-bending journey of a character living his best life until he starts having horrific visions of Cindy, a girl who vanished in high school. He reaches out to old friends with whom he used to take a mystery drug called Mercury, but he soon realizes the only solution lies deep within his own memory. Watch the Flashback trailer. It debuts on Video On Demand June 4th. By Lionsgate comes a film starring Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, and Selma Hayek. Patrick Hughes directs The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. It's coming to us in theaters on June 16th. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard is about the world's most lethal odd couple, bodyguard Michael Bryce, played by Ryan Reynolds, and hitman Darius Kinclad, played by Samuel L. Jackson. They're back on another life-threatening mission. Since unlicensed and under scrutiny, Bryce is forced into action by Darius's even more volatile wife, the infamous international con artist Sonia Kinclad, played by Selma Hayek. As Bryce is driven over the edge by his two most dangerous protectees, the trio get in over their heads in a global plot and soon find that they are all that stand in between Europe and a vengeful and powerful madman. Joining in the fun and deadly mayhem is Morgan Freeman as well. Check out the trailer for The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. From Netflix comes the second movie trailer for The Woman in the Window. It looks super creepy. The Woman in the Window stars Amy Adams, Gary Oldman, Julianne Moore, Wyatt Russell, Brian Tyree Henry, Anthony Mackie. It's stacked. It's based on a novel by A.J. Finn. In The Woman in the Window, a psychological suspense thriller directed by Joe White, an agoraphobic child psychologist befriends a neighbor across the street from a New York brownstone, only to see her own life turned upside down when the woman disappears and she suspects foul play. A stellar ensemble cast brings Tracy Letts' screenplay, based on the gripping best-selling novel, to life, where shocking secrets are revealed and no one and nothing is what it seems. A very exciting trailer from Netflix. It comes to us on May 14th of this year. Check out the trailer for The Woman in the Window. This week in film news, Owen Conway's supernatural western titled Ghost Town is currently in post-production. The drama film takes place in Victorian-era America and is produced by Mem Ferda. The story is set in 1877 in the untamed west of Victorian-era America. A drifter, Solomon, takes a job as a barman in a small town deep in the Arizona Territory. After a series of bizarre deaths, he soon finds himself the target of suspicion. Desperate to escape the noose, he slowly uncovers the dark and perhaps supernatural mystery at the center of this strange town. Ghost Town currently has no U.S. theater release date. In some joyous film news, Lin-Manuel Miranda and John M. Chu's In the Heights will open the 2021 Tribeca Film Festival this June. The musical will finally have its world premiere at the United Palace in Washington Heights. It'll be broadcast simultaneously across all five boroughs of New York City in an outdoor screening, the film festival said Friday. It's such an honor to open the 20th anniversary Tribeca Film Festival with In the Heights. We are so excited to welcome them uptown. This will be an unforgettable night at the United Palace. I'm getting emotional because I'm excited. We can't wait to share this musical love letter to our community, with our community, and in our community. Directed by the Crazy Rich Asians filmmaker, the film adaptation of In the Heights stars Anthony Ramos, Leslie Grace, Marissa Barilla, Alga Marides, Corey Hawkins, and Jimmy Smits. The film was originally set for theatrical release last June, but was pushed back due to the pandemic. It'll now see its worldwide release on June 18th in theaters, also on HBO Max. Very exciting news. In some cool casting news, The Queen Gambit's star Jacob Fortune Lloyd will star as the Beatles manager Brian Epstein in Midas Man. Jacob Fortune Lloyd is to star as the Beatles manager Brian Epstein in biopic Midas Man. The film will chart Epstein's role in the cultural revolution and creative explosion of the 1960s, and his sizable yet often unheralded influence on pop music and its colossal impact worldwide. All right. Time for this week's movie review. We're going to do it a little differently this week. I'm going to do something fun, not a serious movie. It's a Netflix movie. The title is, it's one of the most popular movies on streaming platforms right now. It's Thunder Force. We're going to review Thunder Force. In a world terrorized by supervillains, one woman has developed the process to give superpowers to regular people. But when scientist Emily Stenton accidentally imbues her estranged best friend with incredible abilities, the two women must become the first superhero team. Now, it is up to Thunder Force to battle the superpowered miscreants and save Chicago from the clutches of the king. Thunder Force stars Melissa McCarthy, Octavia Spencer, and Jason Bateman, Bobby Cannavale, Melissa Leo, Palm Clementiff and Taylor Mosby. It's on Netflix. It's directed by Ben Falcone. It's also written by Ben Falcone. In this world, superheroes are commonplace, and these two estranged childhood best friends reunite after one devises a treatment to give them powers to protect the city. I figure we're going to do something fun this week on Netflix. I think everybody's watched it at this point. We're in March 1983, and cosmic rays hit Earth, and it unleashes superpowers in certain humans. Rare humans. They're genetically predisposed to being sociopaths, which is funny. Ben Falcone is... The writing is very biting and funny. It almost reminds me of a reality TV movie, if that makes any sense. The bad guys, the superhumans who are trying to destroy Earth, are called miscreants. Emily Stanton, played by Octavia Spencer, she lost her parents early in life, and her life's mission is to stop these miscreants from destroying more. Emily's character is very focused, and she knows she has to work hard to develop something special, whereas Melissa McCarthy's character, Lydia, is more blue-collar and hands-on. When we get introduced to Lydia, she's working construction, so Ben Falcone gives us a sense of the differences between Lydia and Emily's characters. Emily's very studious, and she's a hard worker. She doesn't cut corners. She doesn't complain. She just works hard. Whereas Lydia is more of a corner cutter. She complains about everything. They're total opposites, and it makes for a beautiful dynamic between friends. Lydia's character gets accidentally, because you'll see in the movie, they do a very good job developing the differences between the two characters, because when Lydia's character accidentally gets the first dose of this super strength antidote, she preempts Emily's plan of developing her own superpowers. So Lydia accidentally turns herself into a superhuman. And so Emily's character kind of just goes along with it, and the way that these two characters met after a long time being apart is very touching, and it's very cool, because it's, I feel like people need to see this type of dynamic between friends. Two completely different people after a long time can come back together for something stupid, right? Something funny, something that's important to one of them, and the other one joins in because she knows how important it is to her. Taylor Mosby plays a character, Tracy, who's Emily's daughter, and she's an extremely important character, I think, because early on in the movie, we see it, there's this scene where we see her bedroom, and she has a picture of Einstein hanging up in her bedroom, which is cool. If you know about Einstein's passions, one of his biggest passions was relativity, and this movie kind of echoes that theory in certain plot lines. The reality relative to Emily's character is very different than the reality relative to Lydia's character, and when they meet after a certain period of time, it doesn't take that long for Lydia to understand where she was wrong during this period of time. It also doesn't take Emily that long to realize where she was wrong during this period of time. And really, time that friends don't go talking to each other can actually turn into a really good thing, because if you're actually two great friends, as Lydia and Emily are, it actually makes your friendship stronger because you miss each other. And Emily is so hard on herself. We see this play out again and again in the film, and it stems from how she was as a child, you know. And it's really, I love the dynamic between Lydia and Emily. Lydia, because of her super strength, craves super protein, so she eats raw chicken all throughout the film, and I love it. It's funny. These two friends are nothing alike, but they're best of friends, and they're Emily's a great mom. There's many examples throughout the film about how great of a mom Emily is, and Tracy, how amazing she is as a young woman, where she just graduated from, echoes how great of a mom Emily is. Also, like, a drop-in by an A-list actor. Jason Bateman's just plopped in the middle of this movie. It's a really funny movie. It's a really, it's fun. It's a fun film. Emily gets to finish the work that her parents started, and you'll get to see how that happens. I think it's an extremely funny movie. I think it's timely. People need to see opposite people coming together in friendship. It's a great story. It's fun. It's a fun film. I think it's one of the most, I think it might be number one on Netflix right now. Mostly everybody's probably seen it already. And Melissa McCarthy does a great job. She's always amazing. And Octavia Spencer is great. Bobby Cannavale plays the king, and he does a really good job. He does a good job no matter what he plays. But I want to shout out Taylor Mosby again, because she did a tremendous job in her capacity in the film. I think that Ben Falcone did a great job writing it. It's very funny and biting. It almost reminds me of I'm watching a reality show, but it's a movie. You know, and that's really my main criticism of Netflix as a entity. I'm not sure what they're doing. I'm not sure what the long-term implications of Netflix are on the culture, but we'll see. Sometimes I'm watching movies and I'm like, this feels like it's a reality TV show, and that's a real slippery slope as an artist. But Jason Bateman does great. Everybody does great. It's a great movie. I'd give it a 8 out of 10. You know, I chuck the corny, cheesy aspects of it away because I know what I'm getting into when I start the film. You know, it's touching. I love the dynamic between the friends. I have mostly everyone in my life is completely different than me, so I love seeing it on screen. Check it out. It's Thunder Force. It's on Netflix. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Thanks so much for checking us out. Thank you for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at CBanksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. And I'm on Instagram. I'm at TheChrisBanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, or leave us a comment in the comment section. It helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.